Or I'll get banned off of AudioPub and you will never see me ever again. Anyways, we are doing scam baiting. I don't know. I just want to do scam baiting, so. I feel like it could be fun to stream it. I don't know. We'll see. I already have a few numbers. I want to call. I do have a VM. It is really slow for some reason, but it is a VM if we end up needing that. But yeah, let's just go. Hopefully it works. Hopefully it doesn't. Yeah, let's just see. Actually, okay, this one is not correctly. Okay. We have. There we go. Apple support. Success. Your order. Of $550. The fuck? 550.66 MacBook Neo order is approved. Download invoice below for more information. For support, call us. Okay. My order of MacBook Neo order. Okay. Hello?
Goodbye.
Well, but that went well. I guess they got taken down or something. There's another Apple scam. Let's see what this one is. We found a $329.99 charge to your Apple ID, blah, 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 blah. So basically the same thing. Let's see. Forbidden. Okay. Did I seriously just pick one, the one day where they're like closed or whatever? Let's see this one. Nope. Oh, PayPal scam. Let's see. Oh, 4 days ago, there's no way this will work, but let's see.
We couldn't complete the call.
Okay, 6 minutes ago, generic PayPal scam. This is like the 17th try. There we go.
Thank you for calling PayPal. This is Adam. How can I help you?
Hi, this is George. I got a message on my phone about some kind of PayPal Okay, then let's call again, I guess.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Good to know. Okay, nothing is working. None of these numbers are working. What the fuck? There's another Apple one.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Sophia. Can I help you today?
Hi. So I got a message.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Mm-hmm.
I got a message a few days ago about some kind of charge or something on my Apple ID. Could you please help me with that?
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. I didn't make the purchase, I swear. Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I'm just panicking a bit.
Okay, I'll surely go ahead and help you out with this.
Thank you so much.
What is the product that has been purchased?
It's a MacBook Neo.
Okay, a MacBook Neo, right?
Yeah. What is a MacBook Neo?
Is there a billing amount that has been mentioned over the notification that you received?
It says, 1 second, $329.99.
I beg your pardon?
So $329.99.
Okay.
That's a lot of money for me.
So you're not the one.
Don't have that kind of money. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I totally understand, sir. Do not worry about it. I will go ahead and check it out on my system. Okay.
All right.
All right. So, do you hold an Apple account with us?
I don't think so.
Okay. Alright. For the customer verification, can you please verify me your first name, your last name?
Yeah, so my first name is George. And my last name is Smith.
Smith?
Smith, yeah.
Okay. Alright, stay connected. I'll go ahead and check it out on my system. I'll let you know from where it has been purchased. And
okay.
If there is any other under your name, okay?
Okay. What did I do wrong? Okay, let's call again, I guess. Also, what is this? Hello?
Welcome to the Federal Trade Commission's Consumer Response Center. To continue in English, press 1.
Okay, all right. Oh, there is a new post in here. Okay, so apparently these guys are back that we tried, the first number we tried. Let's see. Hello?
Goodbye.
Never mind, let's try some other ones. Oh, easily offended student loan scammers. This will be fun. What even is this? Error from Students Hub Age. Your file is missing documents. Please call blah 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 blah. Reply and if already submitted. Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Xavier. Did you receive a text?
Yeah, I got a message about from Student Hub about my file missing documents. I'm not really sure what you
mean. Confirm your email so I can pull up your account.
Alright, so the email is rabbit. I'm sorry for the email, it's a bit unprofessional. I made it a really long time ago. It's rabbit, but spelled with one B. So RABIT. Making babies. @gmail.com. Again, sir, I'm really sorry about the unprofessional email address I made a really long time ago.
No worries. Okay, so that email's not coming up in the system as linked to any account.
Oh, interesting. I think that's an error. I'm pretty sure. Do you know what could be? Okay, never mind. I think what this was is them trying to, like, steal your account or whatever. Yeah, anyway, Let's try something else. There are... This one we tried. PayPal text, there we go. Order confirmed of 372.82. Okay, so it's an order of 372.82, not even dollars, just... Alright. On PayPal, order ID, not you, call. Okay. I will.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone. When you have finished, please hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Hi, so I got a text from this number about a charge to my PayPal account. I didn't make the charge, so if you could please get back to me so we can get this sorted, that would be appreciated. Thank you. I'm just not having luck today with this, am I? Oh, there's this one. And a apparently they're still answering, okay. Security notification sign-in protection. We detected a recent update to your account security configuration associated with an iPhone 16 device located in Chicago, Illinois. Oh no. Due to this change, some security services are accounted for, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Customer support line 24/7, yes, please. Oh, these ones are calling.
Please hold for an important message regarding your credit card balances. Based on your recent payment history, you are now approved for a relief loan of up to $92,000.
What the f-
These funds are meant to clear your credit cards, pay off other loans, or just give you some breathing room with extra cash. We can deposit the money within 24 hours, but it's urgent that we speak today. Please press 5 to connect with a specialist now, or press 9 to be added to the Do Not Contact list. Again, press 5 to connect.
Okay, so this could either be a scammer or a loan shark. Yeah, fuck that. Let's call these ones back. They are taking their time, all right. Yep, they're fucked. There's this number.
Aaron John 0412 says hello there. Listening from Milan, Italy. It's my first time to see live here.
Hello. This one has a link and an image. I think I'm gonna have to click on the link. Holy shit, these ones have, like, a whole website and stuff. What the fuck? Let me put the image into ChatGPT. Transcribe this image. We are having really terrible luck today. Most of them appear to be like closed or whatever, which is weird. Okay, that's the first image and the second image. The first image is just a screenshot of the site. Come on, ChatGPT, you can do it. You do, in fact, have a screenshot to transcribe. Yeah. I swear, if this one ends up being dead as well. There we go. Okay, so apparently it's just a fake site. So it's not that like they call you or send you a message, it's you call them. Let's see. Busy. It's dead. Okay. I'll try like two more and then I think I'm gonna give up and try again tomorrow and start streaming a bit earlier, preferably.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Hi, I got a message from you. Could you please get back to me? Thank you. Okay, our last hope, let's see, what will it be? Fake printer support, okay. Sure. This is promising.
Thank you for calling. Please continue to hold for the next available agent.
Thank you for calling support. My name is Anthony. May I have your first and last name?
Oh, hi, Anthony. My first name is George and my last name is Smith.
How may I help you, sir?
So, I found this number by trying to get help. I looked up on the googly on how to get help with my HP printer. It's not working, and I'm not sure what to do.
Okay, no problem. I'll go ahead and help you with that, okay? Before I proceed forward, I want you to verify me the number that you are calling me from.
Yeah, so the number... One second... I need to find it. It's like 313...
I'm asking your number. Which number are you using to call me?
Yeah, I have to find it on my phone. One second, I don't have it memorized. Okay, there we go. It's 313-228-2099.
2099.
Yes.
Alright, now which printer are you using? What is the make and model of the printer?
It's HP LaserJet, I think it's 15, something like that.
It should be written on your printer.
One second. Okay, so it's HP LaserJet Pro M404DN. Is that what you're looking for?
Can I ask you, where are you calling me from, sir?
I'm calling you from Detroit, Michigan.
Alright. Now, you said you're facing an issue with the printer. It's not printing, right? Are you getting any warning, any error code?
No, it just straight up doesn't work.
Alright, and the number that you were using to call me, is that your cell phone number or is that a landline number?
It's my cell phone number.
What's your cell phone number?
That is my cell phone number, the one I told you before.
No, it says it's not a genuine number. It's a wipe number that you're using to call me.
Yeah, it's my cell phone number. I'm not sure. I'm calling you through Google Voice. This is a Google Voice number. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Oh, okay.
Why are you using Google Voice to call me, sir? You need to dial up with the registered
number. Oh, because
it's
cheaper.
Because it's cheaper?
Yeah, it's cheaper.
Okay. Tell me, what is the registered email address with HP that you have?
It's george.smith82@gmail.com.
Please spell that for me.
So, gmail.com.
This email is not registered with HP.
That's strange.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, sir, I want you to call me up with a direct number, okay? We are not allowed to answer VoIP
This
number.
Is my only number, though. Please help me. This is my need. I need to print. My son just died. I need to print his death certificate. Sir, please.
I understand, but you don't have any information.
No, you don't
you
understand.
Can't give me the
I just
email
looked.
Address with
no,
HP.
No.
You
no,
don't have
no.
the HP
sir,
make and model.
Sir, I just,
so before you...
I just
do this
lost
thing
my
again.
Son.
You need
you don't
a little
understand.
More practice. Okay?
You don't understand. I lost my son, sir.
That's okay, but
he
that doesn't mean that you will use Google Voice to call us, right? Try to dial us.
Are
with
you discriminating against
okay?
me?
Do not use
because
Google
I'm
Voice.
Using Google Voice.
I don't want to talk with someone who cannot give me any information. All right. You can't give me your number, you're using
you
Google Voice,
all,
you don't know what is your
I'm
printer
giving
model.
You all the information you were asking for, what do you mean?
No, I need your direct line number.
You
this is not your
son.
Cell phone
okay.
number.
I am
you
really giving
it's
you
a cell
all
phone
the...
number, right? But this is not a cell phone number.
I'm calling you from my cell phone, though.
No, you
I
are not able to
difference.
Give me the cell phone number, sir.
This is my only number.
You don't
number.
See the difference? Check
this
it on
is...
Google and dial it again.
Dude,
okay?
this is
I understand
only
you are very
fucking
smart.
Number.
Have a great day ahead.
Well, that just happened. there was a message in chat. Did I miss? Oh, yeah, they don't even listen to you most of the time. I don't know if I can find it. If I find it, I'll post it on here. I have a recording of one of them. One of them just straight up telling me that it's okay. That okay so for there's a lot of context they were pretending to be like a legit business but you like mistyped the phone number if that makes sense and basically the guy was okay with my 6-year-old daughter dying I was calling to try to save her life, to try to get to the school. He was okay with that, and he just continued with his script for like 15 minutes. Anyways, I'm really terrible at explaining stuff. Let's see if there are any new ones. There should be at this point. Although the guy was right, I didn't really prepare, like, at all.
Aaron John 0412 says they are getting smarter now. They are now checking the number if it is a Google Voice number or something.
Yeah, it's still very rare. But yeah, they are starting to do that. Oh, apparently one of the ones we tried before just straight up blocks via IP numbers now. Also, this is not Google Voice. It's another thing, but he would have been even more suspicious if I said what it actually... It's Wobby.ms. Yeah, there is no new posts on any of these. Let's just try a random one, I guess. Out of here. Let's see.
The person you are trying to reach is unavailable. Leave your message at the tone. Press pound when finished.
Hi, I got a call about my Apple account being used to purchase an iPhone. If you could get back to me, that would be really appreciated. I did not make the purchase. I don't have nearly enough money to make such purchase, so please call me back. These are my life savings. Okay, thank you.
Aaron John 0412 says, I'm wondering if there's anybody pulled out like real money from those scammers.
Oh, from scammers? Huh, probably, but I've never heard of anyone doing it. Probably because a lot of people are doing this. Like, a lot of people are doing this. Okay, this one I already called. Okay, there we go. This one we didn't call yet, and it's recent-ish. Hello?
Yes, hi. Thank you for calling Apple. This is Alex. How can I help you?
Hi, so I got a really weird message today. It says, a pending charge of $193.99 has been detected through Apple Pay on your account. This transaction stands out as it deviates from your usual spending habits. As a precaution, we've temporarily restricted access tied to this transaction while we perform a security assessment. If this charge is familiar, no further action is required and the transaction will be finalized within 24 hours. If you didn't authorize this, please contact Apple support immediately at, and then your number. I'm not sure what this is about.
Okay, did you purchase anything from the Apple recently?
No, I... yeah, I didn't.
Okay, and do you have an Apple account with us?
Yes, I do.
Alright. May I have your first and your last name? We just registered under your Apple.
Yes, my first name is George. And my last name is Smith.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. George, can you please help me with your current zip code as well?
Yes, it's 76182.
Okay. And may I know, like, when did you receive this message?
Could you repeat that?
Yep. May May I know when did you receive this message?
A few hours ago. It was today. It was at 8:39 a.m. today.
Okay. Just give me a moment. I'm checking it right now for you, okay? Just stay on the line.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for staying on the line, Mr. Smith. Are we still connected?
Yes, I'm still here.
Alright. Mr. Smith, I can see here that there is a pre-authorization that has been made for an Apple product, which is an Apple AirPods. So are you sure that it was not you?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely not me.
It's
yeah,
not
I'm not...
You?
Yeah, that's definitely not
okay.
Me. I'm sorry.
Okay. And Mr. Smith, may I know like how old are you?
I'm 24.
24. Okay. If you say that it's not you, then it might be a fraudulent purchase. Like someone else is trying to make this order without your knowledge. So if you think like
oh,
it's not
like
you, then we will
stealing my identity or something?
I believe so. Did
oh
you
my
lost
God.
Your information or something before?
Could you repeat that?
Did you lost your information or anything before?
Not that I know of. I hope not.
Okay. If you claim yourself that this purchase was not made by you, then we'll cancel it right away, okay?
Alright, thank you so much.
You are welcome. You have a great day.
Okay, then you're just gonna... Seriously? Okay. I think my mistake is that I said I was 24. I should have been like 60-something. That, it wasn't the last guy, but the one before, I think. That guy was right. I needed to prepare better for today. Let's try this one. One good thing is I am seeing by when all of these posts were made. Like now I know the time period that I should be doing this. They used to not close this early, but I guess that's changed. There's this one.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after.
Oh, I'm not even gonna bother. If anyone of you watching has any numbers, You can send it to me in chat. Or like anything I should do whenever we get someone. Norton refund scam, let's see.
There are no available agents in the queue at this moment.
All right, I think everyone is closed by this point. It's like 5 p.m. in the US, I think. Yeah. Let's try one more number. Just a random one from the list. If they don't answer, then I think I'm gonna end it here. Come on.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Okay. Please.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna end it here. I think I'm pretty sure everyone is closed at this point. Or just not answering anymore. I don't know. But yeah, hopefully you enjoyed this. Hopefully you enjoyed the like 3.5 calls we were able to get today. I'll definitely be doing this more often. And yeah.